It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com as we come to you from Unadilla Valley Central School. It's kind of been the week of non-league games, and the theme continues here tonight as it's Unadilla Valley from the MAC on the boys' side taking on South Courtright from the Delaware League. It's a Class C versus a Class C D school here tonight, and it's certainly set to be a lot of fun. We'll get into the matchup here in just a minute, but I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Our first look at Unadilla Valley here tonight, but, you know, from everything that we knew about them last year and everything that we've seen on paper, this is a team that should contend to be in the top four of the MAC on the boys' side this year. They have a lot of good pieces coming back, led by their sophomore guard, Andrew Jackson. He's a 6'1", 6'2", very lanky guard, and they brought him up as a freshman last year and played very well, started for head coach Matt Osborne. And this UV team was right there in the top four in the league last year as well. They are, you know, lost some big pieces from last year when you look at the Ryan Postmas, the Ethan Grays, and some of those guys. Brett Hanselmeyer was an absolute monster on the glass down low. Those guys are gone. So who steps up from a very good JV team that they had last year or the leftovers, you know, from the varsity team a year ago? I think Jackson has to lead them. Mason Mikalunas is their big man down low. He does very well. You look at a guard coming up from JV and Dante Dye, who's very short in stature, but a quick and certainly fast guard, can shoot the ball from the outside. I'm interested to see what Peyton Sterone will do as well. He was the quarterback for this UV football team and is just an absolute beast. You do not want to get in front of him. A very physical player, and I think he'll bring that to the table here tonight. But UV, no doubt, folks, has their hands full, even though this is a non-league game. When you go up against the South Courtright Rams, you are in for a battle. Probably the best player in the area, Ty Lamport, their senior leader. When you talk about a tall, lanky guard, 6'4", maybe 6'3", 6'4", has the whole package. Can slash, dash, get to the hoop, clean up the glass on the rebounds, can shoot from outside, can hammer the ball down with some slam dunks when he needs to. He can just take over a game at any time. We went over on Monday night and watched South Courtright take on Edmiston, and he had 39 points. And that's, you know, just a common thing. And it's not because, you know, he's a ball hog or anything like that. He is just a smooth player. He gets his points within the flow of the game, and he's very, very good. But that being said, he has a lot of great pieces around him. And this is a team, of course, that won the Delaware League last year, won Section 4 Class D, and only had one loss on the season. And they come from a school that's really built around winning. When you look at this fall, you look at the boys' soccer program, the girls' soccer program, and boys' varsity golf at South Courtright. Here was their combined record, folks. 50 wins and 2 losses. And the 2 losses were in the state quarterfinals for the girls' soccer team and then the state Final Four for the boys' soccer team. So this is a program, a culture at South Courtright that's used to winning. They're not afraid to come into a Class C school's building and give them a very good fight. And we certainly know that South Courtright, I think, would maybe even be the favorite here tonight against this UV team. So we'll see. This should be a great battle, that's for sure. The Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Great to have you along here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll get you set for the starting lineups. Unadilla Valley from the MAC taking on South Courtright from the Delaware League. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersO'Hara.com.
for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everyone. The Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Stop over for all your transportation needs. And daily rentals, too. Expert service department. If you have family coming into town for the holidays, you need an extra car around the house, stop over to Chambers and O'Hara today. Of course, live from Unadilla Valley tonight as the SK Rams are in town. Let's give you the starting lineups first for visiting South Courtright. A senior, number 12, Tyler Lamport. Also a senior, number 24, Andrew Post. A senior, number 11, Brandon Porter. A senior, number 33, Ari Brunson. And a junior, number 3, Ty Swantak. Head coach, of course, is the legendary Bob Van Valkenburg. For UV, the home team tonight, they are led by, number 1, a sophomore, Andrew Jackson. A junior, number 3, Dante Dye. A sophomore, number 13, Levi Reifenberg. A sophomore, number 15, Wyatt Gray. And a senior, number 34, Mason Michalunas, for a longtime head coach, Matt Osborne here. This is a UV team that won the MAC back in the 2014 season, so they're a program that's used to having some success as well, and we're set to go. SK will go right to left on your radio dial. UV will go left to right, and South Courtright will win the opening tip. They are in the road. Blue uniforms with the white trim, says South Courtright in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. UV is in the home whites with the purple trim, says Storm, all across the chest there. Andrew Post with the post move down low, looking for Ari Brunson, missed the shot. Ball rolls out of bounds, and possession will stay with South Courtright. Looking to work the ball right inside. Lamport fed one down low to Post, who got it over to Brunson, just couldn't connect. The inbound pass, they get it out for Brandon Porter, right side for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Unadilla Valley. They'll work it up the floor with Dante Dye. Very quick guard out front here for Unadilla Valley. Passes down low, up off the glass, and good for Levi Reifenberg, and UV is on the board first with a 2-0 lead. 7:25 to go, first quarter, live here from Unadilla Valley Central School, just outside of New Berlin. To the right side for Brandon Porter, and they'll work it down low for Brunson at the right low block. Lost it, passed it back out for Swantak. Left side for Lamport. Dribble drive up off the glass and in. Boy, he makes that look easy. A left side drive, kissed it off the glass, and it's 2-2 with 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. I'll take you the rest of the way here tonight. Dante Dye passes to the high post, intercepted though by Brandon Porter of South Courtright. They'll bring it up the left side of the floor as they go right to left. Lamport, right side three off the pass from Porter, no good. And it's a rebound here for the Storm off the Lamport miss. And Dante Dye will work it up the floor. Dye calls out the signals. South Courtright settling in on defense here. Dante Dye for Unadilla Valley, passes left side for Michalunas, back for Dye. Pull-up jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for South Courtright and Lamport, and he'll slowly walk it up the floor. 6:20 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between the Rams and the Storm. Here is Swantak, goes down low, left low block for Brunson. Back to Swantak, who's in the left corner, just inside the three-point arc. Now they go into the paint here for Andrew Post. His shot is off the mark. And a rebound for UV, and Jackson will streak up the floor. We're 2 minutes in, and we're tied 2-2. Jackson, right side, skips it across the top of the defense, looking for Gray. Now back to Jackson. Long, deep three, right side, no good. Rebound, Brunson, and an outlet pass here to Ty Lamport. Lamport up the floor, and he's fouled as he gets to the foul line here. First foul of the night with 5:49 to go in this first quarter. 2-2 between South Courtright and Unadilla Valley. Thought maybe they were going to get a shooting foul there on UV, but instead, SK will stack it up, and Andrew Post will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. They find Lamport at the top of the key. Swantak, left corner, goes down low for Post on the left low block. Nice turnaround move back out for Lamport. Steps in, lost control of the ball, though. Stripped away, and Andrew Jackson will bring it up the floor for UV. Jackson to the right side. Back across for Dante Dye. Gets down low, tried to feed one off for Mason Mikalunas. Lost it, but UV holds on to possession. 5:25 to go, first quarter. 2-2 the score between South Courtright and Unadilla Valley. The MAC versus the Delaware League tonight. Andrew Jackson, great move to the bucket and just went off the glass a little too hard. Lamport comes out of there, guns a-blazing down the floor, up and in. Lamport goes coast to coast, and he has all four of South Courtright's points. They lead 4-2 with 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Jackson back down the left side. We have a foul on Brandon Porter. So 5:02 to go in this first frame, a 4-2 lead for South Courtright here on the road tonight at Unadilla Valley. Boy, both those buckets by Lamport were certainly impressive. UV gets it in as they go left to right. Again, they're in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. SK's in the royal blue with the white trim. Left side for Jackson, little 360 spin. Dumps one off for Gray and back up top to Dante Dye. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Dye feeds one right side back here for Gray. And Wyatt Gray will pass to the far side for Dye. Long three and off the mark. Andrew Post cleans up the loose change and back the other way for South Courtright. On the right side, pull-up jumper for Porter, up and in. And Porter with a little 10-footer gets his first bucket of the night, and the Rams lead 6-2 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Right side for Gray. Steps in and now back outside the three-point line for Dye, who's closely guarded here by Ty Swantek. It's a very looking aggressive zone here for SK in the early going. Jackson into the corner, has it blocked out of there by Ty Lamport. Last touch, though, by the Rams and over the end line. 4:09 to go, first quarter. 6-2 is the score. South Courtright on top of Unadilla Valley. UV is going to go to the bench, and Cameron Ferguson will step into the ball game here. Ferguson subbing in for Levi Reifenberg for Unadilla Valley. Again, closing in on halfway through this first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Andrew Jackson gets it in for UV. Stripped of the ball, and Lamport comes out of there. And SK is looking to run. Here's Porter. Pulls up. Swish. And Porter gets it. He's got 4 points. And SK leads 8-2 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Unadilla Valley's had some good looks on the open shots. They just haven't been able to get them to fall. Left side corner as the Storm go left to right. Back out for Dye. Reverses for Jackson. Three ball. Off the mark. No good. Mason Mikalunas is there to pop it in. And it's 8-4. UV trying to cut back into this Rams lead with 3.5 minutes to go first quarter. Lamport down low for Post, and Andrew Post puts it home, and UV wants a timeout. Matt Osborne, head coach over there, wants to take a timeout and talk things over. SK 10, UV 4 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com. Any of our web stream listeners out there tonight, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you, and you can go back anytime and listen to these games. So after tonight's game, if you go to WCDOsports.com and click on the Audio Archive tab, the games are right there. You can click on them, download them for free. There's no cost. That's all courtesy of SFCU. It's 10-4. South Courtright is on top of UV, and out of the timeout, the Storm, they throw it away, and it goes right back to South Courtright. Not the play you want to see after you've taken a timeout, and head coach Matt Osborne certainly not pleased with that. 3:20 to go, first quarter. SK brings it up the floor, going right to left. Here is Ty Lamport, the long, lanky senior. The shot is no good. Andrew Post the rebound. He can't get it to go. And UV comes out of the scrum with the ball. Here comes Andrew Jackson, trying to go coast to coast. Got stripped by Post. And now we'll have a foul. And they're going to call this on Andrew Post down low. Let's see. Actually, I think this is, no, this is going to go against Unadilla Valley. And this one is going to go. Who are they going to call this on here for UV? Looks like Cameron Ferguson will receive the call. I thought they were going to get Andrew Post there for hacking on the inside as UV took it to the bucket, but somehow they called that one against UV. South Courtright gets the ball back. Lamport, pull-up jumper off the back rim, no good. Tracks down his own rebound, but then is stripped of the ball, and it pops out of bounds and will stay with Unadilla Valley. So 2:45 to go in the first quarter, and it's 10-4, South Courtright on top here of UV. SK gets it in with Brandon Porter, closely guarded here, and the man-to-man that Unadilla Valley has come out of the timeout in. Swantek finds Ty Lamport to the right side again to the bucket, and he's fouled. Tried to go with that little Dr. J finger roll, and once again was fouled. I believe this is going to be the second one on Cameron Ferguson, and it is. Here's an update on the foul situation. Three fouls on the home team, UV tonight, only one so far on SK. Dawson Darling is going to check in at the next whistle for South Courtright as Lamport goes to the line. Here to shoot two. First one is up and good for Lamport, and he has 5 points. Second one coming. Also checking into the game here for South Courtright. Let's see who else Bob Van Valkenburg goes with off the bench. Peyton Sterone coming in for Unadilla Valley. Just going to be Dawson Darling at the moment. And the second one is up and good for Lamport, so he has 6. And back down the floor they come. Here comes Unadilla Valley. Sterone to the bucket, no good. And Dawson Darling rips down a board. And an outlet pass here for the Rams as they bring it down the floor. And a traveling violation coming up here on South Courtright on that far side with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. And so Derek Burns checks into the game as well for South Courtright. So Burns comes in as well as Dawson Darling for some fresh bodies for head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-4. Ball loose on the floor as UV brings it down the floor. Lamport comes out of the scrum with it and lost it as Dante Dye came back and stripped his pocket. Back the other way here for Andrew Jackson. Jackson, a little 360 spin up off the glass, but they'll say he traveled. And so the Storm give it right back to South Courtright. And UV, you could tell, certainly has some great talent on this team, but right now just not settling in because of this pressure defense that SK is bringing to the table. Here is Burns as SK goes right to left. Lamport outside the three-point line. Little stutter step move into the corner. Drops it down low for Darling. Up and just rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound for UV, and we'll have a foul with 1:40 to go. First quarter. Darling did everything but finish there and then gets whistled for a foul as he went up for the rebound. So 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Here is Sterone to midcourt as Unadilla Valley goes left to right. Sterone throws to the far side for Dante Dye. Steps up and a swish three-pointer for Dante Dye. That'll help Unadilla Valley get the spark as it's 12-7. Lamport, a long pass ahead to Darling. Can't finish on the right-handed layup. Ball out of bounds and will stay with South Courtright. So that's the second layup right in a row, missed there by Darling, and head coach Bobby V letting him know about it. Swantak into the corner, outside the three-point line, now finds Lamport. Again, they go down low for Dawson Darling. Turnaround is no good. Rebound for Swantak right through his hands, and now we'll have a whistle as the ball was loose on the floor for a rebound. 1:10 to go first quarter, and that will be a foul on Swantak. 12-7 is the score, South Courtright on top of Unadilla Valley here, and maybe that three by Dante Dye for UV on the last possession will get them going. Bruce Dunkel checks in now for the South Courtright Rams, and this is certainly something we saw in soccer. We saw it last year as well for the Rams. They can go deep. They certainly have a lot of bodies on the bench to come off with, as Sam Fabrikavich comes in as well for the Rams. With 1:10 to go in the first quarter, it's 12-7. The Rams on top of the Storm here on the road. It's been the week of non-conference here for a lot of teams. We've seen some interesting matchups. Before next week, we'll have some more holiday tournaments and kind of get more back into league play. So South Courtright going right to left on your radio dial. They get it in, top of the three-point arc. Now left side for Lamport. Step in three, off the back rim, too hard, no good. Dante Dye goes into the land of the trees and pulls down a rebound. He's only about 5'6", folks. Tries to go coast to coast, and then will dish one off. They'll miss the layup, though, as Matt Turner off the bench for UV can't finish. And South Courtright back up the floor going right to left. Bounce pass into the corner for Dawson Darling. Finding Lamport down low, up off the glass and in. Lamport has eight, and it's 14-7 with 35 seconds left in this first quarter. UV back up the floor. Will they play for the last shot of the quarter? Back out for Dye. Left side, dribble drive into the paint, down low, stripped of the ball, out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Rams. So 25 seconds left, and head coach Bob Van Valkenburg yelling out to his guys, he only wants one shot, as SK has a 7-point lead, 14-7, and Lamport will cross the Storm logo at midcourt as he goes right to left. Waltzes his way over to the right wing side. Makes a little stutter step jab towards the net. Passes off for Fabricavage. Back for Lamport in the corner, and it's tipped out of there by Peyton Sterone. Very football-looking move there for the UV quarterback, punching that one out of play. 7.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Lamport is going to inbound the ball directly in front of the UV bench. Gets it in for Burns. Burns into the corner, back for Lamport. Stutter step on a three, fakes it, shot goes up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, but that'll do it. End of the first quarter with the score South Courtright 14, Unadilla Valley 7. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back here to Unadilla Valley Central School on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, South Courtright with the ball going right to left. Here's Brandon Porter, left side, down low. Ari Brunson, good up and under move, but he's stripped as he went up for the layup there by Matt Turner of UV. Ball out of bounds. We'll stay with South Courtright. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along on a cold and chilly night here in our local area, so stay warm out there, folks. Porter to the left side. South Courtright with the ball. They're in the royal blue with the white trim uniforms. UV is in the white with the purple trim here at home. Brandon Porter with 10 on the shot clock. Kicks out for Fabricavage in the corner for three. Rims out. Rebound for Porter. Kept alive. Here's Post. Up off the glass. Too hard. Gets it again. Passes back out for Lamport. Lamport slashing, and up and in it goes. And Lamport's into double figures. He has 10. Great play there, and that was just pure hustle on those rebounds by South Courtright to get it back. Had two or three opportunities to keep it alive and get the 2 points. They lead 16-7. Unadilla Valley at midcourt to the left side for Sterone. Sterone back for Dye, but he throws it into the backcourt, and we'll have the backcourt violation. Actually, no, they're going to call a travel because the ball was tipped by South Courtright, and so the UV player just kind of waltzed into the backcourt and walked with it. Otherwise, he could have kept it. And that's one of those things, you know it's not your night when that happens. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. South Courtright leading UV on the road, 16-7. Lamport already with 10 for the Rams. Left side for Porter. Man-to-man defense here for Unadilla Valley. Andrew Post at the top of the key goes down low for Lamport, and he'll put it up and in. Lamport just had the mismatch, took his man down low, who was about 4 or 5 inches shorter than him, and took him down low on the post and put it home. Now a steal for South Courtright. Lamport left side up off the glass, no good. Andrew Post is there. He can't finish. UV rips down a rebound. It's 18-7, the Rams on top of Unadilla Valley here with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Jackson to the left side finds Wyatt Gray. Gray for Mikolas at the foul line. Passes back out for Jackson, who's been quiet. No points so far tonight for Andrew Jackson. To the right side again for Gray. Jackson slashing into the post, up off the glass. No good. Rebound for Brunson of South Courtright. Brunson will dribble out of trouble and an outlet pass for Faber-Cavish. Left side looking for Brunson. Lost it from behind. We'll have a whistle, though, and a foul on a reach-in. And this will be on Faber-Cavish, who was desperately trying to save the ball after it was knocked out of his hands. But instead, he'll get called for the foul. Henry Kuhn coming in now. Number one, the sophomore. And this is what I'm saying. Bob Van Valkenburg not afraid to go to the bench and put in a host of guys here who can help him out. And now UV will throw the ball away immediately as they get it in. Jackson tried to loft one down court, and it went off the hands there of Wyatt Gray and out of play. So UV is just not in sync so far tonight, folks, as South Courtright leads 18-7 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Right side for the Rams for Brandon Porter. He's outside the three-point arc as South Courtright goes right to left here in the opening half. Here is Brunson at the right elbow. Reverses left side for Andrew Post. Dribble drive, and that's no good. Gets his own rebound. Shot clock is reset, so they'll kick it out and start the offense again. Brunson at the high post with 5.5 to go before halftime. Now back for Lamport. Stutter steps in to the hoop. Finger roll is good. And he left his defender in the dust and shoots and scores. And Unadilla Valley will take a timeout. It's the Rams 20 and the UV Storm 7. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back once again to Unadilla Valley Central School. Nate Law with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney studio. Always a big thanks to Jim, you know, to help us out back there. We do a lot of basketball games. You know, we did almost 50 basketball games on the radio last year. And Jim is as crazy as I am. He has to be back in the studio helping me with all this. So a big thank you to him. But it's fun. This is the time of year. This is what we live for at CDO Sports. So we're here. Just over 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Unadilla Valley will inbound the ball at midcourt. Again, 5:12 to go in the second quarter. And it's 20-7 South Courtright on top of UV. They get the ball into Dante Dye, left side. Dye going one-on-one here with Lamport. Just gets it off in time into the high post area. Shot is off the mark. No good. Jackson with a rebound. Jackson goes down low for Mikolas. Back out for Jackson. Deep three, left side. No good. And a rebound here for the Rams. And South Courtright is just controlling the glass. And UV is not having a very easy time getting the ball down low. Now a steal by UV. And here's Sterone, who gets blocked from behind by Lamport. And no call there as SK goes back the other way. And Matt Osborne is not happy with that no call. And back down for the right-handed layup is Andrew Post, and he is fouled. And that really gets the UV crowd into it here. Lamport was chasing Sterone from behind down here to our right. Sterone got laid out on the floor. There was no call. And then back the other way, South Courtright put one up off the glass, and Andrew Post was fouled and will go to the line. Here is Post for the first one. Off the mark, no good. So the score remains South Courtright 20 and Unadilla Valley 7 with 4:38 to go in the second quarter. The play happened so fast, it's really hard for me to say whether I agree or disagree with the call, but that was some back-and-forth basketball. Turned into a little bit of a track meet here. Post misses both foul shots. UV with the rebound, so no harm done there for UV. Dante Dye in the corner. They have not scored since he hit a three late in the first quarter. 4:25 to go here in the second quarter. UV desperately looking to get things going on offense. And to the left side for Gray. Back off for Jackson. Jackson, smooth pull-up, is off the mark, no good. And a rebound here for South Courtright. And stripped of the ball there was Ari Brunson. We'll have a foul. 4:12 to go in the second quarter. And the foul here for Unity La Valley will be on Levi Reifenberg. Dawson Darling's going to check back in. Andrew Post is going to come to the bench. And so the score remains South Courtright 20, Unadilla Valley 7, with 4:12 to go before the halftime break. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report, so stay tuned for that as well, folks, as Lamport walks it back up the floor here for South Courtright as the royal blue with the white trim goes right to left. Here's Dawson Darling down low, up off the glass, and good. So Darling gets his shot to go. And SK takes a 22-7 lead with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Dye at midcourt. He's stripped there by Lamport. Back the other way. Lamport to the left side. Fakes up off the glass and good. A beautiful pump fake there by Lamport. He's got 16 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. And South Courtright leads 24-7. And things keep getting worse here for UV as they turn it back over with a traveling violation. So Noah Kanarak comes in, as well as Ty Swantak, and a lot of players seeing some early time here tonight for the Rams. 3:35 to go, second quarter. It's 24-7. SK is on top of Unadilla Valley. They'll pass one over to the far side for Kanarak. Back for Ari Brunson at the high post, stripped there by Jackson, and ahead to Sterone. Sterone with the pump fake, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound for the Storm, down and in there for Levi Reifenberg. So Reifenberg has a team-high 4 points now for the Storm, and it's 24-9. Lamport to the right side for Swantak outside the three-point line. Swantak being harassed, but gets the ball off for Ari Brunson. Back for Lamport, who wants to set up the offense here. Lamport, dribble drive, little finger roll, up off the glass, no good. Rebound for the Storm, and we'll have a foul down low. With 2:53 to go in the second quarter, let's see who the foul is on here for South Courtright. Bruce Dunkel back into the game. Brunson's going to go have a seat. And that foul will be on Dawson Darling. It's not like South Courtright isn't used to playing teams in the MAC. They opened up earlier this year with a big win at home against Bainbridge Guilford. And now on the road here tonight against Unadilla Valley. Skipping it across for Dante Dye into the corner now for Jackson. His three is off the mark, and he is just super cold shooting the ball tonight. No points so far for the sophomore number one, Andrew Jackson, who's a guy who averages in double figures. 2:35 to go, second quarter. And ball out of bounds after Jackson's miss, so South Courtright will pick it back up and work it up the floor to the right side as they go right to left on your radio dial. Here is Swantak to the left side for Dunkel in the corner. Down low for Dawson Darling. Stripped of the ball there, and UV will come away with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. And the Rams leading the Storm 24-9. Here's Jackson to the hoop, and it will not go down. It's like there's a lid on there for Jackson tonight, but he's fouled, and will go to the line. Maybe a free opportunity here at the charity stripe could get him going. You know, Jackson, to me, is a younger version of Ty Lamport. When you watched Ty Lamport a couple years ago on varsity, very similar body style, very similar moves going to the hoop and the shot. And both just love the game of basketball, play it all year round. Jackson gets the first one to go, so that's his first point of the night. They are going to need him to get hot as they trail by 14 with 2:12 to go in the second quarter. Jackson at the line, and he will go 2 for 2. So Jackson, his first 2 points of the night, 2:10 to go in the second quarter. SK leading Unadilla Valley 24-11. Lamport to the left side, skips across the top of the defense for Kanarak in the right corner. Back up for Lamport, left side. Lamport pull up 10-footer is short, and the rebound loose on the floor. Scooped back up somehow by Lamport, and he puts it up and in. And he's got 18. The basketball gods handed that one right back to Lamport on the rebound, and you can't give him two chances. He makes it 26-11. Here's Dante Dye into the corner now. Passing one off for Wyatt Gray. Back up for Dye, who wants to reset on the offense. Works it to the high post once again for Gray. Kicks it back across. And Gray is stripped here by Ty Lamport. Lamport down the floor, and he hammers one home with a slam dunk for 20 points. 28-11 with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Jackson, back the other way. His shot is short, and Lamport once again wants to run off the outlet pass on the rebound. Finger roll up and in, and he's fouled. And Lamport has 22 in the first half, and he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And the Unadilla Valley fans not pleased with the officiating on that one. They thought that Dante Dye had gotten back in position to take the charge, but instead they called a block and Lamport to the line. You know, we had to kid him the other night because he had two breakaways against Edmiston, and he didn't dunk the ball, and he said his legs were tired. So I said tonight to him, you know, maybe we'll see what happens tonight. And I didn't think he was going to try it on that one, but he puts it home. And he gets the old-fashioned three-point play, puts it down. He's got 23, as he'll come over to sit on the bench here for the rest of the first half with just over a minute to go and a 31-11 lead. To the right side here for Dante Dye. A three-pointer straight away off the back of the rim. No good. Dye gets his own rebound, though. Nice job following his shot, but then throws it away as he tries to go to Jackson on the far side. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter, and South Courtright leads 31-11. 23 first-half points for Ty Lamport. Incredible. Burns with the ball here for the Rams to the left side. Bounce pass to the far side for Skylar German. German with the ball back for Burns. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock here before the halftime break. And now they're going to call a carry on German on that far side for the Rams. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. That wind is whipping out there tonight, folks. So good night to stay home. Hang out with us here on WCDO. We'll get you your basketball fix. Don't worry. Left side here for the Storm as they bring it into their own offensive end of the floor. Here's Dye into the paint. Dishes one off. Down low, a foul. And count the bucket there for Levi Reifenberg. He's got six, and he'll go to the line here with 24 seconds left in the second quarter. It is SK 31 and Unadilla Valley 13. UV trying to get some composure here on offense. They certainly have the athletes to do it. I think they have the size to compete. But they've just had a lot of trouble running the ball through the post down low. They haven't been able to get that entry pass. Foul shot is up and good for Reifenberg, so he has seven. That's a team high. SK is going to play for the last shot of the first half here with 20 seconds to go. Man-to-man defense for the Storm. German to the right side. Bounce pass to the high post for Bruce Dunkel. He lost it. UV back the other way. Up off the glass and good. There for Jeff Keach, and he puts it in. 31-16, SK back the other way. German with a long three at the buzzer, and it's no good. So our halftime score is South Courtright 31, Unadilla Valley 16. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score here from UV. The South Courtright Rams leading Unadilla Valley 31-16 at the break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Sports tonight on WCDO. Andrew Jackson was fouled. He didn't get the bucket, stepped to the line, and he just hit his first foul shot. So Jackson now with 3 points and misses the second one. Went halfway down and then popped back up. So South Courtright comes away with the ball. They go left to right here to start the second half. They're in the royal blue with the white trim. UV is in the white uniform with the purple trim. And SK with a 31-17 lead. We're just 30 seconds into the third quarter here. Down low for Brunson. The kiss off the glass and good. Ferrari Brunson. That's his first bucket of the night. So SK leads UV 33-17. Brandon Porter with a kick over on the far side. Ball flies out of bounds and will stay with UV. So let's see what the Storm talked about at halftime. Can they find a way to get the offense going and get things happening here in the second half? I thought that was kind of a combination of they couldn't get the ball inside in the first half and poor outside shooting. Mason Michalunas at the right left low block. No good. Rebound though for Jackson up and in. He's got five. So Jackson puts it home. It's 33-19. Here's Lamport to the left side outside the three-point arc. Far side for Brandon Porter. Step in three. It's too hard. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound for Brunson though of SK. And Brunson is fouled by Jackson with 6:53 to go in the third. And I think the game plan is maybe to put Jackson down low and use some of his athletic ability to try to get some extra boards. That foul actually will be on Dante Dye. Actually, no, Reifenberg is who they're going to get it on. And so that's his third. One of the UV starters is going to have to be careful here. Steal by Jackson as SK gets it in. Jackson passes down low for Michalunas. No good. Jackson gets the rebound, though. Passes back out for Wyatt Gray. Kick out left side three. Dante Dye rims out. Rebound for Brunson. And Brunson with a long outlet pass ahead here for Ty Swantak. Swantak is fouled as he goes up for the right-handed layup. And we'll have a whistle. 6.5 to go, third quarter. It's 33-19. SK on top of UV. And Ty Swantak will head to the line here. Swantak, the junior. And this is an SK team with a lot of senior leadership, starting four seniors and one junior. So Swantek will step to the line here for the Rams. First shot for him is up and good. So Swantek, his first points of the night. So you have Lamport with 23 points in the first half for South Courtright. Other scorers, Andrew Post with 2, Brandon Porter with 4, Ari Brunson with 2, Dawson Darling with 2, and now Ty Swantek with 2 as he goes 2-for-2 at the line. SK leads 35-19. Jackson back the other way. Straight away 3, no good. Rebound for UV. Off the glass, ball loose, and they put it up and in. Mason Michalunas finds the bottom of the net. He has 4 points. And it's 35-21, 14-point lead here for the Rams on the road against UV. Down low, Andrew Post off a great pass at the high post from Ari Brunson, and he puts it home. So Post puts it in. He's got 4. It's 37-21. Michalunas back out for Jackson. Elbow shot from the right side. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up the layup. No good. He was stripped of the ball, and we're going to have a whistle here with 5:51 to go in the third. Let's see who this is on. Oh, we are going to have a technical foul here on Andrew Jackson. Jackson got his own rebound there, and as he went up for the layup, there was some contact. When he came down, he said something to the official, and that draws the technical foul. And so Ty Swantek is going to shoot the technical foul shots down to the right side here. First one for Swantek, no good. Rattles out. 5:51 to go here in the third. It's 37-21, the Rams on top of the Storm. So the technical foul here on Andrew Jackson. Second one coming is good for Swantek. So he's got 3 points. And SK off the technical foul will keep possession of the ball. So again, Ty Lamport with 23 points in the first half. Had a beautiful bunch of shots where he was just slicing and dicing. Got inside, threw down a slam dunk on a breakaway. Good first half there for Lamport. But that's what we've come to expect from him. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Lamport with the ball at the top of the key. Passes down low for Ari Brunson. Turnaround shot off the back of the rim, no good. And Andrew Post cleans up the mess and gets it back out for Lamport. Lamport thought about a three. Instead, we'll pass it inside for Post. They go down low for Brunson. Up off the glass and good. Ari Brunson now with 6 points. And it's SK 40, UV 21 with 5:20 to go, third quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds by Porter and into the UV bench. As the Storm here in the second half going right to left. UV came out of the locker room with good energy, and they've continued that, but let's see if they can recover here from that technical foul as Jackson now sits on the UV bench. UV with the ball, finding Mason Michalunas at the top of the key here. Now he goes down low, passes back out for Gray. Gray dishes one off, looking for Reifenberg, a little turnaround. Reverse layup up and in, and he's got 9 points. Nice job by him. Lamport back the other way. Dishes one off for Andrew Post. Back out for Lamport. Pump fakes on a three. Looking for the far side to Porter. Porter for Swantek. Back into the corner for Porter. That three is no good. And a rebound is taken down here by the Storm. Dante Dye will bring it back up the floor to the left side. Dye steps back for three. That one is short. Rebound here for Lamport, and he's off and running again. Lamport trying to go coast to coast off the glass and in. And Lamport now with 25. 4:20 to go, third quarter. It's 42-23. The Rams on top of the Storm. Dribbles down the left side here for Wyatt Gray. Back out for Dante Dye. Dye looking for some options here. Trying to set up the man-to-man offense. Dante Dye all the way to the 10 himself, and it's tipped up and in. Dante Dye now with 5 points, makes it 42-25. With 3:55 to go in the third quarter, Lamport brings it up the floor here for South Courtright as they go left to right. Into the left corner here for Andrew Post. And back out for Lamport. Lamport is tied up and is taken away here by Dante Dye. Dye goes down the floor and is fouled by Lamport. 3:38 to go in the third quarter, and it's 42-25. And let's see, we're going to have a foul here on Lamport with 3:38 to go. And they're going to call an intentional foul here on Lamport. 42-25 the score, and so the intentional foul on Lamport puts Dante Dye at the line. There was some good contact there. I don't know if I'd call it intentional, as two guys kind of scrapping for a loose ball as Dye really didn't have full control of it. So Dante Dye puts up the first one, no good. 42-25 the score still. Dante Dye steps in for the second foul shot here. Did a good job of stealing the ball away from Lamport, and then Lamport was trying to chase him down. Dye really didn't have control, and they both just kind of went flying up towards the hoop as Dye tried to get off a layup. Second one is good for Dye, so he has six. And it's 42-26 with 3:38 to go here in the third quarter. And if you're Unadilla Valley, you'd have to find a way to keep this offensive momentum going. They've had a much better time getting the ball inside and being physical down there, but you're still in quite a deep hole here. Dante Dye now finds Jackson, who's back in the game after sitting for a minute there. Passes back up for Dye at the top of the key. Now back for Jackson into the left corner. Jackson on the baseline. Bounce pass to the high post for Peyton Sterone, and a traveling violation on Sterone will give the ball back to South Courtright. Just had those happy feet as he tried the pump fake. Couple of substitutions here for South Courtright. Dunkel comes back in as well as Burns. 3:23 to go in the third quarter. 42-26 to score. The Rams on top on the road here at Unadilla Valley. Delaware League versus the MAC tonight. Class C versus Class D. To the far side for Swantech. And it looks like a box and one defense now on Ty Lamport with Peyton Sterone following him around. Here is Swantech to the far side for Burns. Left-handed layup is good. And Burns puts it home. And SK certainly has seen a variety of different defenses thrown at them to try to stop a guy like Lamport. We'll see how they handle this box and one for the rest of the contest, or at least the rest of the quarter, I would think. 44-26 the score. Dye with a straightaway three. Off the front of the rim, it dies there. And out of bounds it goes. Right back to SK. Sterone is the type of guy, he's an athlete, he can stick with Lamport, but will he foul him? And he does here. 2:39 to go in this third quarter. Matt Osborne, head coach here for UV, certainly not happy about the touch foul there called on Sterone. 44-26 the score. Lamport passes one in and looks for Burns. Burns now will set up the offense. Sterone is just shadowing Lamport wherever he goes, and now a steal for UV. Down the floor for Dye. Dye tries to pass one back off for Jackson. Wasn't expecting it back, and the hot potato goes through his hands. Back up for Sterone. A step-in jumper is short. Rebound out of bounds to the far side. And it looks like it'll go back to SK. Boy, Sterone went diving headfirst out of bounds trying to save that ball. Couldn't get to it in time. 2:15 to go in this third quarter, and you can tell there's a little tension on the floor right now between these two sides. SK with a 44-26 lead, and they've gone to the box and one defense as Sterone is going to follow Lamport around the rest of the contest, I would assume. Dunkel passes off for Dawson Darling up off the glass, and he's fouled. So 2:08 to go in the third. It's 44-26, and Dawson Darling is going to step to the charity stripe for two shots here. Darling already with 2 points tonight. 2:08 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. I know some of our Courtright listeners were making sure people back home could listen in online tonight, so we appreciate you joining us here tonight. It's glad to have you along. Dawson Darling, the first shot up and good. So Darling now with 3 points. The big man off the bench. 45-26 to score. Second shot coming for Darling. No good. So the Rams still holding on to this lead. Dante Dye a rebound. And he'll bring it up the floor as UV goes right to left. Dye with some quick speed. Dishes one off. And it's taken away here. And we have a full body contact foul there on Sterone with a minute 58 to go in the third. 45-26 the score. And so let's get an update on the fouls here. Six on Unadilla Valley and two on South Courtright here in the second half. And so South Courtright will inbound on the far side of the floor. Sterone with two fouls as he is shadowing Lamport here for the rest of the third quarter at least. Burns to the right side. Bounce pass into the corner now for Dunkel on the left low block. Through his hands and out of bounds with a minute 50 to go in the third. 45-26 still the score. Lamport with 25 points here for South Courtright. 23 coming in the first half on the other side. Levi Reifenberg with 9. Dante Dye with 6. Andrew Jackson with 5 for the Storm. Here is Dye barking out signals here, trying to direct traffic, finds Jackson left side, punches one back down low for Sterone, and a traveling violation on Peyton Sterone with 1:36 to go in this third quarter. They'll walk it up the floor here with Lamport to the left side, and Lamport is tripped up, lost the ball, back the other way for Jackson, and we'll have a foul here on Burns of South Courtright with a minute 26 to go in the third. And boy, things have gotten a little out of hand here, I'd say, late in the third. Just some very physical fouls on both sides. And just, you know, boys being boys, I guess you could say. But boy, it's taken a physical tone here for sure. 1:26 to go in the third. 45-26 the score. That will be the second foul. As, they need to get the scoreboard correct here on who had the foul. They haven't put it up on the board yet, and they were trying to inbound the ball. And so that foul will be on Burns. That'll be his first, team's third, here for South Courtright. 1:26 to go in the third, and Sterone gets the ball in. Now feeds one off for Dye. Dye setting up the offense into the far side for Sterone. Sterone, back one up for Ferguson, and the jumper is good there for Cameron Ferguson from the foul line, and it's 45-28 with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Fabrikavich finds Dawson Darling down low. Bruce Dunkel passes one back out for Burns, and we will have a three-second violation on South Courtright. And so the turnover gives the ball right back to UV. Been a slow-moving last two or three minutes here this third quarter, but we're finally under a minute to go in the third. Dye brings it up. Going right to left. Passes far side for Jackson. Jackson straight away three. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Goes back to SK. Boy, folks, if this was on TV, you could see some of these picks that are being set. We got some full body picks. That's for sure. Lamport goes right around Sterone. Sterone through the paint. Trying to chase Lamport down. He goes up for the layup and is fouled. A smart play there by Lamport. Sterone is all over him, and when I mean all over him, he is just glued to his hip. He got around him with a nice move in the backcourt, and then Sterone went piling into him there, and Lamport will go to the line. First one is good. So Lamport with 26, and it's 46-28 now for South Courtright. Second one coming here for Lamport, and this one's up and good. So Lamport now with 27, and he'll wisely come to the bench here, I think, with 40 seconds to go. Don't need an injury or something wacky to happen in a non-league game. I think that's a smart move there by South Courtright. 47-28 the score with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Jackson with a finger roll. That one's off the mark. Ball is loose. Sterone comes away with it here for UV. Back up for Dye. 20 seconds to go in the third. Dye backs one out. Dye to the left side. Stripped of the ball, but gets it back. He's in a tough spot here. Gets it back for Sterone. And now over the far side for Jackson. Jackson trying to get down low at the left low block, and he's fouled as he puts the shot up. With 8 seconds left, he'll go to the line. It's 47-28. And to the line here for Unit de la Valley is Andrew Jackson with 5 points. Trying to get things going here. He's had a cold night shooting the ball. He's gotten a lot of his points from the line, but he misses one here. So again, 8 seconds to go in this third quarter with the score South Courtright 47, UV 28. UV representing the MAC here tonight, and South Courtright the Delaware League. And the second shot is up and good for Jackson. He has 6. And let's see what South Courtright can do here with the last 8 seconds of the quarter. It's stripped away there by Jackson, and Jackson goes coast to coast, puts it up and in. So Jackson now with 8, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score South Courtright 47, Unit de la Valley 31. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter. It's 47-31. South Courtright on the road, leading Unadilla Valley. Lamport is back in the game, and he's fouled immediately as he gets to the foul line. And I think the Zebra crew here is trying to make a point, as they've kind of gotten in the face of a few guys here on both sides saying, hey, let's relax here a little bit, guys. So we'll see how long Lamport and some of the starters for both sides play in the fourth quarter, as this might turn into a football game. You never know. 7:45 to go, fourth quarter. 47-31 to score. Lamport is going to go to the line here for South Courtright. He has 27. So Lamport to the line. First one is up and good. So Lamport has 28. Lamport plays all three sports, soccer, basketball, and baseball at South Courtright, but he just puts in a ton of monster time on the AAU circuit. Was in the New York State Takeover Basketball League, which we talk about a lot, as he makes the second one. It's a league where a lot of guys from across the state go up and play a couple times a week in Albany, up at RPI and Union, and a ton of talent up there, and Lamport was certainly holding his own. Jackson back the other way, puts that one up and good, so he's into double figures with 10. It's 49-33 with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. To the far side, bounce pass down low for Andrew Post, now for Ari Brunson. Brunson back for Porter. Shoots from the corner, it's good. And Porter for three, he's got 9. And SK leads 52-33 with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And Dante Dye with the ball now for Unadilla Valley. Nice stutter step move up off the glass, just a little too hard. The rebound is tipped up and in. Great job down low there by Cameron Ferguson, who just got a fingertip on it and tipped it in. It's 52-35 with 7 minutes left. Brunson at the high post, back out for Porter in front of the SK bench. Bang for three, and Porter's got 12 just like that. And we've seen him over the years. He can get very hot and streaky from three-point land, and he hits two in a row here for the Rams to make it 55-35. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball is loose on the floor. Now Dante Dye comes away with it. Hands it off for Ferguson. Up and in. Great dish there from Dye, and Ferguson puts it home. He's got 6. Faber Cavish up the floor now, left side, finding Andrew Post for South Courtright as they go left to right. They're in the blue with the white trim. UV is in the white uniforms with the purple trim. Brunson now kicks it back across for Porter for 3. That one was too hard. Might have just got a little trigger happy on that one. And now a foul on South Courtright on the rebound. Faber-Cavish getting a little too scrappy looking for that rebound. Here is our foul situation. 8 for Unadilla Valley, and now 5 for South Courtright in terms of team fouls. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. That Lawrence and Stanford game. Looks like Lawrence is ahead 46-43 with 35 seconds left. So that's a crazy game over there in Stanford tonight. And I've also heard that Delhi with just a slight lead on Walton at the halftime break. That game, I believe, is over in Walton tonight, if I remember correctly. Two good teams in the MAC doing battle there. So 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. We got another foul here on Sterone, who him and Lamport are going chest-to-chest here once again, offense and defense, midway through this fourth quarter. So Sterone now with 3 fouls, and it puts Lamport right back to the line. He has 29. He had 39 the other night on the road against Edmiston, and he is now the South Courtright boys all-time leading scorer as that one goes in. He passed Mike Swantek, just over 1,400 points. Swantek was a great player for the Rams back in the early 2000s. He's still just about 350 points behind Jessica Lang for the all-time overall school points record. As he makes the second one, he's got 31. Of course, Jess Lang, I believe, was in the mid-2000s and led South Corray to a girls' New York State Class D title. Fantastic team there. The tradition continues for the Rams. Can't deny that. Dante Dye, coast-to-coast. This shot is off the glass. Post with a rebound for the Rams, and he's fouled with 5:45 to go. So SK leading Unadilla Valley, 57-37. Lamport with 31 tonight for South Courtright. He's getting a variety of different looks. A lot of D3 and D2 schools looking at him. I know this summer when I watched him play, there were some small D1s even interested. Just depends really on where he wants to go, I think, geographically. And if he waits a little bit later in the game, you know, and there's a D1 school that needs somebody late, you know, in the spring, and they haven't filled their spots, you know, he's a guy who you can maybe plug in there. Post with the first shot. That one rattles out. I think he's a perfect fit for almost any D3 school in New York State. You look at the SUNYAC or the Empire 8. I know Hartwick, very interested, some of those schools. Post with the second shot. Died on the front rim. No good. And a rebound taken here by the Storm, and they'll bring it up the floor. Here is Jackson, the sophomore, with 10 points. He's going to be a dangerous player. Already is. But over the next 3 years, he's going to be great, including this year. And just as I say that, a step-back three with Lamport in his grill. Swish there for Andrew Jackson. He's got 13. 57-40. The Rams on top of the Storm here with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Sterone does have four fouls, so we'll have to be careful here as he's continuing to guard Lamport. He's in the corner, and he's face-to-face with him. They pass it down low for Andrew Post, who tried to zip one across for Ari Brunson. Little miscommunication there, and the ball goes flying out of bounds and back to UV. Thanks for joining us here tonight. If you want to listen back to this game later, it's available in our game audio archive. And stay tuned for the post-game show, too, folks. We have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Don't want to miss those here tonight. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. UV trailing by 17. Now a steal by Lamport. Down the floor he goes, and Lamport with the finger roll up and in, and he's got 33. Jackson was chasing him down, and they clipped heels a little bit, but Lamport was still able to lay it up and in. He's got 33, and it's a 59-40 lead here for South Courtright. Dante Dye, a straightaway three. That one off the right side of the rim. Lamport, another rebound, and up the floor he goes. Lamport down the right wing to the hoop. No good. Gets his own rebound. Brings it down. Lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Well, Lamport really didn't have any options there to pass. Tried to take it himself, and just a little too hard off the glass. 4:27 to go, fourth quarter. 59-40 the score for this Rams team that went undefeated through the regular season and sectionals last year and lost in the New York State quarterfinals to Oriskany, who went on to win it all in Class D for New York State last year. Dye with a shot down low. No, now he dishes one off here looking for Mikalunis, but they're going to have a three-second call first as Jackson has been camping out in there as well trying to help out. A couple of reserves coming in for both sides here with 4:10 to go and a 19-point lead as Dawson Darling steps back, and he's played some good minutes here tonight as Brunson will go to the bench. Brunson with 2 points tonight as Porter now will find Noah Kanarek. Back for Porter. High post for Andrew Post. He goes to the hoop but is off the mark. No good. Rebound and an outlet pass for Andrew Jackson. Off the glass and in for Andrew Jackson, and he's got 15. He's had a very nice second half here. It's 59-42. South Courtright on top of UV, and now a foul on Jackson as the reach in there on Brandon Porter. You can't fault him for that. He's just trying to make something happen, get a steal at midcourt, maybe get an easy layup on a breakaway. But instead, it will send Brandon Porter to the line as Unadilla Valley, that's their 10th foul, only 5 on SK. So Porter to the line, he's got 12. And make it 13 as he puts it in. So Porter with 13, second one coming here for the senior. Again, 4 seniors, 1 junior in the starting lineup here as Lamport's going to come to the bench here. Looks like he will finish the night with 33 points. Another night at work for Mr. Tyler Lamport. 60-42 the score. Second shot is up and good for Porter. And Porter puts it in. He's got 14. 3:40 to go here, fourth quarter. 61-42 the score. Andrew Jackson with the ball down the right side as Unadilla Valley goes right to left. They try to dump it down low for Mikalunis, and he's fouled by Andrew Post with 3.5 to go. Well, you'll want to make sure you stay tuned next week, folks. We'll have a variety of games for you on WCDO. I know on Wednesday we will be down in Afton for a doubleheader between the Unitego Spartans and the Afton Crimson Knights. Some of the teams in the MAC do these quad games where the boys and girls play at the same gym on the same night. They'll do two JVs and then two varsities, so they call them quad games. And Afton's one of the schools that does that, so we like to go down there and try to do that every year. And they will be playing Unitego this year for one of their quad games. We'll be down there on Wednesday next week. And Michelunas will step to the line here to shoot two for UV. First one is good for Mason Michelunas. 61-42 the score with 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Second one coming for Michelunas. Too hard, but he gets his own rebound. And Michelunas will get it back out for Jackson. Jackson steps in. Jumper is good. And Jackson's got 17 as the little jumper from the foul line is good. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright leads 61-45. Kanarek goes down low, passes one back out for Henry Kuhn. And now they find Connor Wozniak. Wozniak into the corner, looking for Skylar Smith, who's checked into the game now. Back for Wozniak. Steps in, 20-footer. That one is short. Rebound for Dawson Darling. He can't get it to go. And a rebound now for UV. Ahead for Jackson. And Jackson up off the glass and in. He's got 19. And it's 61-47 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And I think Lamport's going to check back into the game here more than anything just to have someone to safely handle the ball. Wozniak finding Dawson Darling. Now for Skylar Smith. Back for Wozniak. Again for Darling at the right low block. Trying to turn around. Lost it. And UV strips him and they'll bring it back up the floor. Skylar German going to check back into the game as well for the Rams. Little dribble drive for the Rams up off the glass and good for Jeff Keach. And UV not going quietly. With 2:15 to go, SK takes a timeout. It's the Rams 61, the Storm 49. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:10 to go in the fourth quarter and out of the timeout. SK leading 61-49. Ball tipped out of bounds will stay with the Rams. And the Rams will inbound the ball into the backcourt here for Ty Lamport. Lamport to the left side, gets into the paint, dumps one off down low for Connor Wozniak up and in. Wozniak with two. I think some people would say, why is Lamport going back in with a minute 55 to go? He's great passing the ball, too. He can open up some of these other guys so they get a chance to score. Lamport up the floor, going left to right. Sterone is still all over him, glued to his hip. Lamport gets away from him, though. Finds Wozniak, who lost it on the floor. Are we going to have a jump ball or a timeout? Head coach Bob Van Bakkenberg was trying to call a timeout. He will get one. So a 30-second timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. With a minute 40 left in the fourth, it's SK 63, UV 49 on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Lamport brings the ball up the floor for South Courtright. As they work it around here on offense, ball stripped out of bounds will stay with the Rams. Lawrence boys hang on to defeat Stanford 48-45. A great game there tonight between the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League as Lamport gets the ball in here and he's got 35 as he just slashes his way to the hoop and puts it in. 63-49 our score here. And Jackson will bring it up the floor to the left side. Lamport is on him, and now it's taken away here by the Rams, and we will have a whistle. I think this foul is going to be on Sterone. This might be his fifth. Let's see. Yes, this is Sterone's fifth, and he's shaking his head as he comes off here. I think he just plays the game at a different speed. Honestly, he is such a strong and physical guy. I don't even think he means to hand check and do some of the things he does. He's just a feisty guy. He almost reminds me of a wrestler out there. It's like a wrestler playing basketball. He's just such a strong, physical kid. It's amazing to watch. He's a great football player, folks. If you didn't see him play for UV this year, he's only a junior. He'll be back next year. He's their quarterback. He runs the ball so hard. Everybody I talked to this year that played Unity of the Valley said Sterone hits harder than anybody around. You do not want to see him lower the shoulder and come after him. Or come after you, I should say, because he just hits like a truck. So, Skylar German at the line now here for South Courtright. That one's off the mark, no good. They're having a little conversation here. They might be saying that this is only the fourth. They had it wrong up on the board here for Sterone. So he's going to stay in. So 1:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 65-49. German at the line for the Rams. And this one is good. So Skylar German gets one out of two, and it's 66-49 as UV brings it back up the floor. Here is Jackson outside the three-point line for three. Yes, gets it to go. And he's got 22 with 66-52 being the score. South Court right ahead here with under a minute to go. 45 seconds left as they go down low at the right low block for Dawson Darling. Stripped of the ball. UV comes away looking ahead for Sterone, but punched out of there by Henry Kuehn at the last second and over the end line. So 42 seconds left. It's a 66-52 game. And South Courtright will actually get the ball back here. Last touch by UV, they say. So Kuehn will bring the ball up the floor here and to the far side for German. They break the press. Dawson Darling holding on to it right at midcourt. Now we'll pass one off for Ryan Ashline. Ashline to the far side. His shot no good. Jackson with a rebound. 25 seconds left. Jackson straight away three. Rims out. Went about halfway down before it popped free. Down to 15 seconds left. And SK looking to dribble the clock out here, but they lose the ball out of bounds. And UV's going to get it back with 14 seconds left. So UV trailing 66-52. They'll get one into Jackson. They pass into the corner now for Jeff Keach, and his shot is off the mark, no good. Under 10 seconds left, and so the Rams are going to get a win on the road here tonight. Shot is up and no good. An air ball there for Keach. And so South Courtright just has to inbound the ball one more time and run off this last 2.6 seconds, and they will pick up the win here tonight. 66-52, our final score. The Rams defeating Unadilla Valley. A nice win against the Class C school on the road here tonight for South Courtright. Stay tuned. We've got our postgame show coming up. Offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. Lamport finishes with 35 for the Rams. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our post-game show here tonight as South Courtright defeats Unadilla Valley 66-52. Ty Lamport with 35 points here tonight to lead Unadilla Valley. Let's go through the rest of our scoring summary. Brandon Porter with 14 here tonight. And then a lot of other guys chipping in on that four-point mark. Andrew Post with four. And then we had three for Dawson Darling, three for Ty Swantek, two for Connor Wozniak, two for Derek Burns, two for Ari Brunson, one for Skylar German on that side for South Corrid. On the other side for Unadilla Valley, 22 points for Andrew Jackson, nine for Levi Reifenberg, six for Cameron Ferguson, six for Dante Dye, five for Mason Mikulunas, and four for Jeff Keach. So 66-52, again, our final score. Let's do our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think there's no question tonight, 35 big points from Ty Lamport. He had 39 in the game at Edmiston on Monday. The guy is just a monster, folks. I don't care if maybe you don't watch South Courtright, you're not a fan or something. If you're just a fan of local basketball, go find him this year. Go watch a Courtright game, or maybe later in the year in sectionals if they can get to up the SUCO again. He's worth the price of admission. Go watch him play, folks. Trust me. So Ty Lamport from South Courtright, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Boy, this is a tough one here tonight because you got a couple different ways you could go with the Dynamic Defense or the All-Purpose Award here tonight. I think for the Defense Award tonight, I will go with Brandon Porter for South Courtright. 14 points, just played some solid D, and he's one of those guys that kind of gets overshadowed a little bit. He'll get some steals and those long outlet passes, which make Lamport and some of those guys look real good. But he hit some threes late in the game, and Porter just an overall nice game. So Brandon Porter gets our Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the All-Purpose Award brought to you by Echo Brands. Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that one tonight to Andrew Jackson from UV. 22 points. I give the credit to him because had to do a little bit of everything. Brought the ball up the floor, got other guys involved, and he had a cold night shooting the ball, and then he was able to really get going in the second half. I mean, really up at halftime, only with 2 points, so a huge second half there for Andrew Jackson. Very, very nice. He gets our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Like I said, you can check out WCDOsports.com next week, and that'll have a full schedule of the games we're planning on doing. We're still kind of planning out which games we should do. I know on Wednesday we'll be down in Afton, looking like the end of next week we might be up at the Joan Martin Tournament in Morris, and going to flip in some other MAC games in there next week as well. So make sure to check out WCDOsports.com anytime you want to see what games we'll be having here on the radio. A big thank you to UV for helping us set up here tonight. Always great to come here and check out a Storm game. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. Again, our final score, South Courtright boys defeat Unadilla Valley 66-52. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.